You're listening to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show, episode number 10.
Welcome to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Podcast. Listen as Beth Williams takes you on a journey where the Colorado Mountains meet the West Texas wind and beyond, sharing music, thoughts, life stories, and the heart of singer-songwriters. And now your host, Beth Williams.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Podcast. I'm Beth Williams. My very special guest this week is an Americana folk bluegrass singer-songwriter, Susan Marie Reeves, who is a multi-instrumentalist, talented award-winning singer-songwriter, having toured for 6 years with her successful bluegrass band, Wild Sage. She currently tours solo, as well as with the Honeysuckle Possums. She calls her original music Gypsy Newgrass, which is a combination of bluegrass, mountain, folk, Irish, and alternative pop rock. She is also a Nashville songwriter, co-writing, recording, and performing there often. Here she is now with the title song from her CD, Young Heart.
House along Creek Valley Way, found the field of flowers near Clover's Bend we lay. Sweetly I lay dreaming of your arms so true. Birds above were singing of my love for you. Honey, sweet lips, so warm, hair of golden seal, lover. How you make me feel. Yesteryear I found you neath the glowing sun. Across the field our eyes knew love had just begun. How your smile entranced me, bonny eyes of blue. Forever I'll be dancing in the field with. How you make me feel. Now endless time holds this heart of mine. Down behind your old house, found you lying there. Flowers still were scattered on the earth so bare. Doors were locked, the shades drawn, no one was at home. Went to leave my letter beneath your new gravestone.
Right, that was Young Heart, the title song from Susan Marie Reeves. Great CD, and a beautiful woman who happens to be right here at Hill Country Recording Studio with me. I'm so excited. Welcome to the studio, Susan.
Thank you so much, Beth. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Glad you're here. And it just so happens, Larry Claxton, who's a wonderful friend of mine I love very much, and work in a band with him called Dawson Springs Band, and he is good friends with Susan Marie Reeves, and that's how she happens to be here today. So welcome into the studio, Larry.
Good to be here.
I'm glad you brought Susan here. This is great. First of all, let me ask you, how long have you two known each other?
Oh, probably, I would say we go back maybe over 20 years.
Yeah,
over 20 years.
And did you two, you used to be in a band together, is that correct?
I met Susan, she was actually in a band called Wild Sage, and they needed a bass player, and I happened to just be handy at that time, and so that's how our relationship started.
Okay. Susan, you are from where?
I'm from Santa Barbara, California, and at that time when we met Larry, he was living about an hour north, and we all met at a jam, at a bluegrass jam, and he was over on his bass, you know, with his smile and his twinkling eyes, and we went, we want that bass player for our band.
Yeah, it's that smile, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And that light that he radiates. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
So, okay, so tell me, when, Susan, did you first know you wanted to play music? And what was your first inspiration to play music?
Well, I started playing piano when I was like 5 or 6. And so I just loved playing piano. And I think when I was about 11, I started writing my own songs on the piano. Just naturally came to me like that. So I've always played. I haven't really ever known not playing music. I got inspired to play guitar when probably at 15, when I was listening to Cat Stevens, and I wanted to learn his songs. So my oldest brother taught me how to play guitar, and I kept writing. So I've been writing all my whole life.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just my passion. It's what makes me happy to play music, write music, record it, you know, perform it.
You've been playing professionally all of your life then, since you've been an adult?
Well, you know, I think I started playing professionally when I was in college. I got in a group then, and ever since then I've been playing in one form of band or other. But I've always been a songwriter, so I've been playing my own songs my whole life too. I'd say probably when I was 30, though, is when I really took it seriously, and now I go to Nashville and pitch my songs and, you know, play all over the country, and you know, I'm in several different bands now, and I love doing it. I love it.
Yeah. So you know, when you and Larry were in a band together, were you doing your original stuff, or was that a different kind of band? Because I know most of us, as songwriters, we also do other kinds of music along the way.
Yeah, it was a combination. We did primarily some bluegrass numbers because, you know, we had great instrumentalists. Chris Cairns and Eric Retain were playing. But we, the boys always liked my songs, and so they let me sing them, and they backed me up. It was really nice, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were more of a contemporary bluegrass band, not the traditional that you would normally hear, like Ralph Stanley. We did play some of the traditional music, but the kind of music that Susan wrote fit in real nicely with the kind of music that we played.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many CDs do you currently have, or have you recorded?
Well, with Wild Sage, with Larry, we did 2 CDs. We had a studio CD and a live CD. And one of them's on Bandcamp. You can see that for Wild Sage. But my own CD I've done, I just have the one that we're listening to tonight. And I'm currently in the studio coming out with my second one. So it'll be out sometime this year. And then I have another CD I've already been on with another band I'm in called the Honeysuckle Possums.
Okay.
So I have those 4 CDs.
That's the band that you're currently working with when you work with a band?
Yeah, and that's the one that my daughter Sierra is also in, yes.
Oh, yeah, and we forgot to mention that her daughter Sierra is here with us, who is also a songwriter, and welcome. Say hello so the audience can hear you.
Hello.
Hello. And we hope to interview her at a different time. She's going to be the featured artist on one of my shows, so we're excited about that. Okay, so Susan, you play piano and you play guitar. Right?
Uh-huh.
Are you play other instruments? Or is that when you write, what do you write on the piano?
Probably mostly on the guitar, I would say. And I do different tunings on the guitar. I also play an instrument called the strum stick. And it's a little dulcimer that you wear around your neck, you know, instead of on your lap, which, you know, other dulcimers are like. And then I also play the ukulele. So I write on all those instruments, and they inspire different songs, I think. You know, a different instrument will make some other song come out.
So we're going to play another song off your CD. Let me see here. And the name of the CD, again, folks, is Young Heart. You can find it on Bandcamp, right? What is?
Yeah. So they can go to SusanMarieReeves.com, and it'll take them right to Bandcamp.
So I think this next song that we're going to play, I see you have a song here called Colorado. Tell us about that song.
Well, when Wild Sage, we were playing at a music festival called Silverton Jubilee back, I don't know when that was, back in...
Probably in about 2000.
Somewhere around 2000.
Yeah.
It was my first trip up to Silverton, Colorado, up the Red Mountain Pass. Pretty scary drive up there. But once we got there, this beautiful old mining town, I read the history of it, and that's what inspired the song.
And so before we play it, so were you were living in California at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Larry, were you in Colorado? Is that how you ended up playing this festival?
No, I was in California. I was in a town just north of Santa Barbara. And the band was actually formed. She had the band already, Wild Sage. And when I joined the band, it was based in Santa Barbara, California. But we did travel out. We came to Telluride. We came to Silverton. We played...
Strawberry Music Festival in California.
Yeah, we played... actually, we played several festivals over the years that I've played with them. But at that time, we were based out of California, and we traveled out to to Colorado when we played here.
Yeah, and so both my daughters sing on this song in the chorus. You'll hear the backup singing. It's pretty cool.
That's great. Okay, right now, here's Colorado from the CD Young Heart by Miss Susan Marie Reeves.
Young and married, nearly 17. A man went west to find his dream. Left New York in 1879, going out to find his own gold mine. Climbing up and over Red Mountain Pass, finally coming to the town at last. No one here but hardy mountain folk. Still the mountain called his name and it spoke. Let your heart sing, Colorado. Let your heart sing in Colorado. Just to look out on his land, happy just to hold his wife's warm hand. Let your heart sing in Colorado. Let your heart sing in Colorado. Where the sparkling waters fall, way up high hear the eagles call.
was Colorado by Susan Marie Reeves, and I've got to add that to my regular playlist since we are in Colorado. So let's see. Tell me about what it's been like to be a songwriter. You know, because when you put yourself out there, it's difficult. Because it's so competitive, and often you have to schmooze, be nice to people you don't want to be nice to, maybe people who aren't so nice. And so how is that for you? I mean, you look like a very gentle soul. Huh. So I don't sense that you're like an aggressive.
I'm not aggressive, no. But I'm like a duck. You know, the water's got to roll off the back, and you got to have tough skin. You can't expect everybody's going to like your stuff, and I'm just accepting of what I do, what I can do and what I can't do. I'm not straight up country. I'm Americana. I can write a country song if I need to. I just like the challenge of it, I suppose. And I'm not there beating the streets like every day like everybody else. I mean, Nashville's got 30,000 songwriters. They don't need me. But, you know, no one's going to write a song that I write. And I'm happy to share my songs. I get people who are interested in it. And I don't know, I have a lot of friends there. So I like going there and writing. And I've written some songs I wouldn't never have been written if I didn't go. So that's one of the reasons I keep going. But for me as a songwriter, it just comes to me naturally. I can't undo it. It's like this is going to be a dripping faucet the rest of my life. I can't turn it off. And sometimes it's a blessing and a curse is how I feel. I don't know how much of a curse it is, but I'm always getting songs in the middle of the night, and I got to lean over and sing it into my phone, or I'm driving. Sierra watched me all the way over here, my daughter, 3 or 4 times. I'm singing into the phone. I got an idea. And conversations or reading, whatever, I get ideas, and I just write them down. And I think all writers are like that, any poets or people who write novels or who write movie scripts, you know, if we're creative, we're open, and that happens. The flow just happens.
Yeah. I totally agree. Did you know that Brother Larry has started writing in the middle of the night? He wakes up writing. Did he tell you that?
He did.
Okay.
He played his new song for me recently on the banjo. It's very good.
It is
very good. Yeah.
You know,
And I think we're a voice, you know, we have something to say, you got to say it. And there's a lot to be said, you know, about life and how you feel, and other people will always relate to it, so.
I think so, and I think, you know, especially if you go at it from the place of my music can help other people and bless other people. So let's talk a little bit about the accomplishments, things that you feel most proud of with your music and with your life as well.
First, I'd have to say that I've raised 3 beautiful daughters, and they're all an adult, and they made it that far without any too many crashes. That's probably I'm most proud of that. That's the thing that I'll always be proud of. You know, when I die, that's what matters the most for me, is the love that I share with them. And I've got 2 grandsons as well, and they're just adorable little critters. Music-wise, though, you know, I was really proud of our band, Wild Sage, when I was playing with Larry, and I'm really proud of the band I'm in now, the Honeysuckle Possums. We travel all over California, Oregon, and Colorado. And personally, as a songwriter, I won the Kauai Music Festival songwriting contest, and that was with the song Young Heart that you just played. And I've had some songs on hold. I had a song on hold with Keith Urban a while back. And the song Young Heart also is right now set to be in a movie that'll be coming out next year, not this year, 2018. And I'm sure there's other things. Got some radio airplay and international airplay. And
so as far as booking you, do you book yourself? I mean, some songwriters, musicians have the money. They can afford to hire publicists, people to promote them. And, of course, that makes life easier. And a lot of musicians, songwriters, don't have that kind of money, or they just don't do that. Do you do everything yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Grassroots.
Yeah.
She's my kind of girl.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you want to get it done, mm-hmm. I don't think anybody cares as much about your own music as me personally. You know, who, even if I hired someone, they probably have a lot of other people they work with. So I'm the one that cares the most about what goes on with my music. So it's probably best that I promote it. But I'm looking into, you know, for this next album that I'm coming out with, getting a publicist, and they can help me. because I'd like to get it, you know, a lot more airplay and heard around the world. That's my goal, you know.
Well, being on my show is going to be around the world.
Wonderful.
And so we're definitely going to play a song off your new CD. Do you have a title for the new CD yet?
Yeah, it's probably going to be Beauty and Sorrow, and I'll give you the title cut. That's the song's called Beauty and Sorrow, and my daughter Sierra sings on it too. So that's the song that's favorite so far. Whenever I play all the new cuts for people, that's the one they've been saying they like the best. So
right.
I'll play that one.
So when your children were growing up and you were being a musician, was that difficult? Like, because were you out most nights?
Not during the week. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not a lot of gigs during the week that are good paying. So it was mostly on weekends. And I don't think they felt that way. You know, I'd haul them along with me if I needed to. And I think they enjoyed it. It was good exposure for them. And I think when they were little, it was mostly local, you know. And then if I had to go somewhere, it was usually like if they, you know, were with their dad for a while, I'd go, you know, then I could travel more. If it were gone for a week or something, I'd make sure they were taken care of. But
well, let's play another song off the CD. I see, how about this one here? Because, you know, we're all a little crazy. And this song is called Crazy When You're Gone. Could you can tell me about that song?
Well, you know, when you got a crush on somebody and it's really that hot red fire that's going on and you don't really want them to leave too much. So that's what that song's about.
Okay. So here we are right now with Susan Marie Reeves and her song Crazy When You're Gone.
To the ocean to swim my mind away, swim as far as you could see. And all I kept thinking as I took each breath is the way that you touch me. I'm so crazy now since you got inside my head. I'm so crazy when you're gone. I'm so crazy now since you got inside my head. I'm so crazy when you're you.
Great song, beautiful singing by Susan Marie Reeves. So Larry, since we have you in here and since you've known Susan a long time, what can you tell me that my listeners might be curious to know about this beautiful woman? And you are beautiful, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you.
What about me?
You're a cutie patootie.
No, I'm just kidding.
Larry knows too much. I don't know. That's an open-ended question. I'm not sure I'm going to answer.
Well, one of the things that I noticed, and I've played in other bands, there was no ego. There was not any egos in the band with Wild Sage. We all played as a group, and there was no one that really wanted to stand out. Although Susan was the lead singer in the band, but she was very forgiving with the rest of the band when there were, you know, other people wanted to sing or wanted to step up and have another part in it. I can't remember personally in all the years that we played together that there was ever what I would call any real confrontations that we had. And to me, that was unusual because in other bands that I've been in the past, you know, just playing bass for them, you know, there would be some issues that would come up that was unfortunate because it took away from the energy of the bands of the band that was trying to perform. But that never happened. And one of the things about Wild Sage, of course, I just played bass mostly, and I felt pretty honored to be in that band. It had such a reputation. When you talked a little bit about promoting yourself, a lot of times the band had the reputation is like if we played, we got into the wine. I would call it the wine gigs. And when one winery would hire us and the next winery that needed a band would call that winery and say, who did you have playing? All of a sudden, we're doing a lot of wineries and we're not even calling them. They're calling us, you know. So there's a network that comes about in some of those areas that made it pretty nice for us. And it was just a great group to play with. I had a lot of fun with them. And then, of course, I've eventually moved back to Colorado and left the band. And then, of course, they went in their different directions, and Susan's has still stayed very much involved in the music scene. And I feel pretty fortunate she showed up here where I live now, and I got a chance to. And her daughter, when I first met her daughter, I think she was like 10 years old, and she came up and played with the band Wild Sage and sang a song, You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, sweet.
And I think she was 10 years old, and I have the picture of that. And then I look at her now. She's a grown woman and very beautiful. And, you know, time moves on. But
time does move on. So, you know, it sounds like just word of mouth and your good reputation helps kind of get you some bookings as well. If people want to book you, and I think that they will because they've heard your music and they'll love you, tell me, they should go to your Bandcamp page or just to your website?
They can reach me on Facebook, Susan Marie Reeves on Facebook. I have a Reverb Nation page, and then also on Bandcamp has my email address.
Okay.
So they can reach me in any of those ways.
So are you interested in going overseas to perform, or do you
absolutely.
Just want to stay stateside? Are you ready to go for it?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to go everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. So, folks, as you're listening, you need to write that information down and get her to come play at your festivals overseas. All my overseas listeners, I want you to book this beautiful gal and her daughter, and they can just all come play for you.
You know, my daughter and I, we do a duet called the Shoeless Susies, and we've been playing festivals. We're playing at one tomorrow here in Colorado. And so we also will travel everywhere.
Yeah, so you can go as a soloist. You mm-hmm. can go with your band.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of your band, again, is?
The Honeysuckle Possums.
Right. And then you can go as the Shoeless
Susies.
Susies. Where'd you come up with that name?
Well, it all happened at one of our gigs one night.
I was wearing high heels, and she didn't want me to be taller than her, so I performed barefoot. And I said,
"Well, she had these big red, you know, pumps with big high heels, and I was, you know, going barefoot or something like that." And she goes, "What are we, the Shoeless Susies?" Because she's Sierra Suzanne and I'm Susan Marie, so.
What a perfect name.
Yeah,
that's Sheila great. Susan. That's great. Okay, so we're going to do one more song, and this is a tune off your new CD.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of this song is?
Beauty and Sorrow.
Would you like to tell us a little about the song?
Well, it was inspired by a beginning of a relationship that was very beautiful to me, and it's about taking a chance on love always when that comes your way, because you never know and you don't want to live with regrets. So if the opportunity comes and there's someone that you really want to get to know, you should do it. Just jump in. So it talks about the beautiful side of love and the sorrowful side.
Well, thank you so much, Larry and Susan and Sierra. I thank all of you for coming and visiting me here at the studio. So right now we're going to listen to Susan Marie Reeves' new song that'll be out on her new CD. When is the CD going to be available?
It most likely, I'll do an unofficial release in November, December, but the official release probably be in January 2018.
All right, January 2018, and again, the name of the CD is?
It will be Beauty and Sorrow.
And the name of this song?
Is Beauty and Sorrow.
The title cut.
Yeah.
Here she is now.
Finding shelter from the desert storm, your arms opened and they kept me warm. Oh, but you might leave tomorrow. When love comes around, just jump off the cliff. Don't look twice, you'll always wonder what if. Oh, love brings beauty and sorrow. You're gonna take me high. Oh, we could be gone tomorrow. So roll me gently in a field of grass. Tell me our passion is gonna last. Love brings beauty and sorrow. Shelter from the desert storm in someone's arms, let him keep you warm. Love brings beauty and sorrow.
Susan Marie Reeves with her song, Beauty and Sorrow. Thank you to Susan, her daughter Sierra Reeves, and of course Larry Claxton for joining me. And a special thank you to you. I hope something you heard was an encouragement, whether you're a songwriter, musician, carpenter, work at a bank, stay-at-home mom, it doesn't really matter. Just remember, we each have a special gift to share with the world, and we're all here to do good and bless others. So until next time, this is singer-songwriter and studio session singer Beth Williams wishing you well.
You've been listening to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Podcast, where the Colorado Mountains meet the West Texas wind and beyond. Visit BethWilliamsMusic.com/Beth Williams Music Podcast to hear more interviews with Beth and her amazing guests.